Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union Foreign and Interior Ministers hold a joint conference in Luxembourg discussing the migration disaster in the Mediterranean. The meeting comes as Italy continues its massive search and rescue operation in the Mediterranean for the capsized boat off the coast of Libya carrying hundreds of migrants, while at the same time rescuing Syrian migrants from another vessel off the coast of Sicily. Carlotta Sami, a spokesperson for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, said the migrants are seeking a better life in Europe and are taking a variety of courses to reach their destination. This migrant also spoke.
Chiediamo di non essere lasciati soli, non tanto nell'emergenza in mare, perché è naturale.
Actually, I believe that is an official, Mr. Matteo Renzi. As many as 700 people are feared dead in the capsized vessel off the coast of Libya by nightfall Sunday. Authorities said 28 people had been rescued. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a bomb attack today on a United Nations bus in northern Somalia that killed at least 9 people. The UN Children's Fund said 4 of its staff members are dead, 4 more in serious condition after the blast that happened as they traveled from their work. From their accommodations to their work offices in the town of Garowe. UN Special Representative for Somalia condemned the attack, saying on Twitter he was shocked and appalled by the loss of life. The bombing was al-Shabaab's third attack against international personnel in the span of just 3 days. A video purportedly released by the Islamic State claims to show its militants shooting and beheading what appears to be around 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya. A militant speaking in the video says the Christians are crusaders out to kill Muslims. The apparent killings were similar to past violence carried out by the extremist group, which has now expanded its reach from strongholds in Iraq and Syria into Libya. This is VOA News. A new UN report says Afghanistan's judicial system is failing Afghan women, even as the Islamic fundamentalist Taliban is out of power. The report issued Sunday says only 5% of cases of violence against women result in punishment for the criminals. UN officials urge the Afghan government to strengthen access to justice for women by adopting institutional and policy reforms and enforcing laws to protect them from violence. The U.S. and the Philippines launched their largest joint military exercise in 15 years today. This year's annual 10-day drill is part of Washington's effort to boost the U.S. military presence in the Pacific in the face of China's rapid territorial expansion in the South China Sea. Vice Admiral Alexander Lopez is in charge of the Philippine contingent.
This yearly exercise has evolved to address the changing strategic environment where both our countries are linked. It also supports the AFP's goal of developing its capacity and capability, enhancing interoperability between our armed forces.
President Obama has said Washington is concerned about China using its sheer size and muscle to push around smaller nations in the disputed sea. About 1,000 people gathered this weekend at the former site of the U.S. Federal Building in Oklahoma City to mark the 20th anniversary of the terrorist bombing there that killed 168 people and wounded hundreds in the worst case of U.S. domestic terrorism. The service began with 168 seconds of silence. Survivors and tearful relatives of the dead read the name of each victim. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who was leading the country at the time of the bombing, spoke on Sunday.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal. You have reminded us that we should all live by the Oklahoma standard. Service, honor, kindness.
On April 19, 1995, anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh parked a truckload of explosives in front of the federal building and detonated it. McVeigh was executed for his crime in 2001. His accomplice, Terry Lynn Nichols, is in prison for the rest of his life. Two dissidents have conceded defeat in local Cuban elections in their attempt to become the first non-Communist Party candidates to win election in Cuba since the 1959 revolution. Analysts say the fact the two men made it past the first round of voting on the neighborhood level gives the Cuban government the appearance of softening its hold on the political system there. And a strong earthquake occurred today off of Taiwan's eastern coast. Japan's meteorological agency had forecast a 1-meter tsunami. That warning has since been lifted. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.